Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Feels like about 80 degrees out there. Enjoy it while you can. We'll have lows in the 30s by Thursday. Welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. UAW negotiations with the Big Three coming up on its Wednesday deadline. I'll talk to a former GM labor negotiator to discuss how things are likely to turn out. And bills that change the way Michigan school districts operate keep coming. I'll talk to a Republican state lawmaker about one that explicitly targets the teachers' unions. But first, he's back in Detroit tomorrow, but it's not clear just how welcome former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will be upon his return. He'll be providing an interview, taking questions, and signing copies of his new book at the Citadel of Praise Church on Detroit's West Side, with the church's founder and senior pastor, Spencer T. Ellis, hosting the event. Pastor Ellis joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So you're going to be doing a one-hour interview with the former mayor tomorrow, with today's big news that Derek Miller, one of his closest friends and trusted aides, pled guilty to bribery and lying on his taxes in U.S. District Court. Will you be getting Kilpatrick's reaction to this latest development?
We may ask him how he feels about that, but we probably will not specifically discuss any details of the case. But I would like to hear his opinion and, of course, thoughts on that.
You know, in an interview this summer, the former mayor said that even with all the legal issues he's faced, he's certain that if he ran for the mayor's office again in Detroit, he'd win. Do you agree with him?
I do agree. There's been some unofficial polls actually here in Detroit that that actually prove his point, that if he was to run, especially against our current mayor, that he would win. And probably why he would win, I guess we all have personal things that we have to deal with. I think at the end of the day, the citizens of Detroit, you know, just want great and good city services. The trash picked up, the street lights on, lower property taxes, police response, and of course, even as a pastor, I don't condone his action, but at the end of the day, his infidelity would be between him and his wife. Of course, federal charges are another case, but the charges he's been convicted of now was lying on in court with having an affair. So at the end of the day, I think most of this is like, well, that's between him and Ms. Kilpatrick, and, you know, I'll let her beat you up about that. But when he was in office, many people in Detroit, I mean, they loved him. They respected him. He's an intelligent guy. He has this gift of connecting with people. And Detroit was somewhat on the right track, and I guess with the pressures of the political office, he got sidetracked, and with the temptation of, I guess, things that go with political office, he became sidetracked.
There's his charisma, of course, which is what you're pointing to, but
yes.
what evidence is there that he really was a good mayor for Detroit?
Well, there are, and I don't have it in front of me, but there were some things that he listed as his accomplishments, even in his book, talking about some of the parks that he restored, some of the businesses that were getting ready to come back to the city. One of the big businesses was CompuWare, moving from the suburbs back into downtown Detroit. He talked about putting more police officers on the street, and a lot of those lists of his accomplishments are documented in his book.
When you look at the fall from grace that the former mayor took from being a promising leader of Detroit to now facing some very serious federal charges, how much of an impact has his downfall had on Detroit and its image?
Well, it's definitely given us a negative image to have a mayor that now is corrupt and now facing these federal charges. So, Detroit has another black eye on his record. So I can't deny that we don't have a black eye. And, you know, but at the end of the day, we are the people in the city of Detroit. We got to just kind of pick up the pieces and keep moving.
You know, the mayor didn't really want to take responsibility for some of his actions. In fact, he's even said that there are groups, including the Jewish community in Detroit, that has, somehow there's been a conspiracy against him. What do you think when you hear these types of allegations from the mayor or former mayor?
And that's the questions I really want to ask him tomorrow. I don't know if, according to the things I know, that he really blames people. I think he talks more about people took advantage of his downfall and his mistakes. And instead of trying to help him, just kind of put their foot on his neck.
Let's see. I'm talking to Pastor Spencer Ellis. He is the pastor of the Citadel of Praise Church in Detroit. He will be interviewing former Mayor Kilpatrick tomorrow for about 1 hour. Now, I need to ask you, Pastor, you know, these federal charges that he's facing may end up making the texting scandal look like a sideshow. Are people in your congregation viewing these types of accusations that he profited from misusing the city's contracting system far more seriously than they were looking at the texting scandal?
Oh, most definitely, because, again, the texting scandal was more of infidelity and, you know, again, that's kind of a personal issue at the end of the day between him and his wife. But, yeah, federal charges, you're talking about just absolutely corrupt. Business dealings within the city. So they're a lot more serious. And we view them as a lot more serious.
And what about the fact that he personally may have profited or allegedly did so from using the city's contracting system? Is that especially offensive in any way?
Anytime somebody steals from government, it's offensive. But at this point, you know, we don't have all the facts to really make an opinion or draw a final conclusion on that yet. But if all that comes out, we are offended. Even within the things he has done, lying in court, we are offended. I just want to make clear that tomorrow is not a Kilpatrick pep rally. It's not a pro-Kilpatrick rally. Neither is it an anti-Kilpatrick rally. We just kind of give him the opportunity to come back to the people. He served for 7 years. And, you know, just kind of tell us your story. We heard the media. We heard the court. And, you know, we just want you to address us, those that supported you, those that stood by you and are still standing by you. Tell us something. Tell us about the behind-the-scenes dealings in City Hall. Tell us about the behind-the-scenes temptations, rather, in City Hall. So we're just giving them an opportunity at the end of the day to just kind of express themselves to the community.
When you look at African-American leaders in Detroit and nationwide, do you think Mr. Kilpatrick can play any kind of effective role in leading the community at this point?
Point, probably not, but can he bounce back from this? Yes, he can, again, depending on the federal charges. Now, if he's proven not guilty or proven guilty or proven not guilty, I believe he can bounce back because of his education and his leadership abilities.
Is there a sense among your congregation that he really should have moved more quickly to step down and avoid the drawn-out process that made for these daily front-page headlines regarding the text messaging scandal?
I'm not so necessarily sure that. I think we pretty much agree that everything was done according to plan. I mean, when he was caught regarding the text messages, we don't agree how it came out, too, because I think there was some side deals that both sides was trying to cut. So at the end of the day, I don't even know if we know that whole story.
And what kind of reaction do you expect the former mayor to receive at the event tomorrow? Is he likely to be greeted with applause and cheers and so on?
I think most of his supporters will be here. When I say his supporters, those that still think well of him, or those that still just standing by him. When I say think well, again, not condoning him, but just standing by him. And I do believe we probably have a few that's going to come and be prepared to heckle and boo and all of that. And again, we're gonna have a good time, and we don't mind people coming and expressing themselves as long as things are not done out of order.
Have you been talking to Mr. Kilpatrick, and do you have any updates on what he's been doing the last several days or weeks?
Well, yes, I spoke to him a few times within the last 2 weeks, and he's just been at home enjoying his family. And one thing I can say, which really kind of led me to do this event, is that he has not changed. Talking to him, he was like, you know, his reaction and comments, I want to come home, let's do it, let's talk about whatever you want to talk about. And again, what has not been mentioned is that we're taking questions from the audience. So after my 1 hour interview, there'll be a 45-minute segment where people will have the opportunity to ask questions. So if I don't ask our questions, I'm sure the community will. And again, talking to him, his personality is the same.
It sounds like it'll be quite an intense and energetic event. Pastor Spencer Ellis with the Citadel of Praise Church in Detroit. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. Keep up.